Welcome to the 72 Flavors Podcast. My name is Boom, and you are watching the 72 Flavors Podcast, presented by Do More With Your Time, with support from the Sinai Urban Health Institute and the One Lawndale Community Healthcare Initiative. Today, we introduce the 72 Flavors Podcast, Part 1. This episode features powerful commentary from Dave Trapps, the founder of 72 Flavors. In this conversation, he explores the risks connected to the legacy market, the importance of discipline and community, and strategies for overcoming systemic challenges of growing up in impacted communities.
Yeah, whatever. So, do you want to go first, or like, you know what I'm saying? Or
yeah, as far as why I wanted to change, what made me like,
yeah, like what was something that you experienced that was kind of like the last straw for you, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I've been doing time since I was 17, going in and out of jail, back and forth, and I ain't gonna lie, back then it was fun to me, you know what I'm saying? Like gang banging and stuff like that, like. It just, I knew it, when I jumped off the porch, it went like, I had a choice, you feel me? I could have went this way, I could have went that way, you know what I'm saying? I chose the negative route, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? So, I take responsibility for my actions, but it's like, to me, I knew what came along with it. Like, I knew I end up dead or in jail, you know what I'm saying? When I got in jail, man, I had fun back in the day. Like, we was gangbanging in there, it didn't stop, it was just like the streets. But this last time I went to jail, you feel, it's totally different generation. I'm 36, you see what I'm saying? Like I said, I've been going there, doing time since I was 17, in and out. Stay out 4 months, 6 months, go right back, do 2 more years. Dudes that's doing the same shit right now. Mm-hmm. But this last time, now I'm older and I see and I'm wiser now, and I've been studying different things like that. Came in the teachings of Noble Drawley and studying Islam and Christianity and studying different, just all type of different religions and just soul searching myself with things like that. Having children now, like, man, watching them grow up through pictures and stuff like that. I'm missing birthdays, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's different now. You know, back then it was just me. Now I got kids now, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then you just tired, like, I'm a grown man. It's literally shorties in there that's 21 COs, that's COs, telling you what to do, lock up. Literally, win the shower. You know what I'm saying? You gotta ask them for toilet paper, bro. They ain't got no toilet paper, you gotta make do what you do. You got to smell, you got like literally the cell smaller than this stage right here, bro. You know what I'm saying? Shit, we on right bunk up. Beds.
Yeah.
On a slab, you feel me? Like sometimes you don't get the right mattress. Sometimes you don't get like, you got to make do what you do, bro. And now you like 95% of the fights in there over the phone, over a pay phone, bro. We out here with iPhones on FaceTime. You know what I'm saying? Like I came from the streets. I'm trapping. I got 2-3 phones. You feel me? What I look like fighting over a payphone and stuff like that. But people do their time how they do their time. Some people need that connection to the streets, you feel me? That, like, you know what I'm saying? That's what keep them stable. Some people getting high, smoking an order, or sniffing pills, or whatever they gotta do, bro. Like, just that, cause the mentality of being locked up in there and in that cage, bro, they lock you down all day for the littlest shit. And they talk to you any type of way, they treat you any type of way. You feel me? Like, your mental, if you don't have your mental right, that place will break you. It's designed to break you, bro.
Fact.
It's designed to break you. So if you don't find something, you just gonna be done. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of these dudes, I be trying to tell the shorties I talk to now, because I only talk to a handful. I understand the mentality, you out there and this, that, and the third, but bro, I'm telling you, it ain't nothing nice up in there. When you get up in there, you ain't got the same drugs you got out here that you, you know what I'm saying? There's drugs in there, you gonna be using, but you gonna go outside your mind for like being locked behind that door for different. It's real different. It's real treacherous. And how they treat you and all that shit, like treat you less than an animal. They treat dogs better. Some of the food they fed us, they fed a dog would sniff it and bounce, bro. Mm-hmm. They'll look at you like and walk away.
That. Yeah.
Like literally, that's how they treat you up in that. It ain't playground, it ain't playtime, bro. You will lose your life in that. You know what I mean? Young brothers, I'm talking about young brothers. I seen kill themselves in that, bro. Like literally kill themselves. Either they try to overdose off too many pills or literally hang themselves, bro. They can't take it.
So that's what like that's
you feel like you built for that out here on the streets when you got all these poles and stuff. Ain't no strap, ain't no pipes in there.
Right.
Ain't no pipes in there, bro. What you finna do?
So you feel like that's really like what made you kind of
like? Nah, I'm old school. Like I like some when it came to the gangbanger part, I didn't have no problem because they look at me like I'm OG. Like I'm the old school like gangbanger compared to them. Mm-hmm. You feel me? But I still in tune what's going on. You feel me? But I look at them like that's really shorty shit. You feel me? I'm staying out the way. So not only the fact that I'm a grown ass man now, I don't got no business playing with, you know, with shorties. Like that's y'all game. You feel me? And I talk to them all the time like, hey, woo, homie. I'm like, Joe, I respect y'all. You feel me? I went through, I had to make the same transition. Just hope you survive and get to my age though, bro. Shit. I want to see you survive and get to my age, bro, because there's a lot of, you know how much we lost just on our block, bro. How many dudes we lost on our block, bro, alone? You see what I'm saying? To this shit, bro. Like, this shit is not a game. Y'all be playing GTA and y'all be playing Black Ops and y'all think that shit again. It's not a game, bro. Once you get behind that door or once you 6 feet deep, that's it.
Or once you walk out your house trying to make money.
My mama, Dick Gregory said the realest shit.
Man, shorties out there, they not trying to make no money, bro. Like for real, for real. You see what I'm saying? Not from the era we from. We hustling and all that stuff. Not all of them, but majority of them, they trying to take shit. We know this. Come on, bro. Let's be 100. They got hustling shit. They trying to take something, and they trying to get them pipes, and they trying to slide. Let's just keep it 1,000. That ain't my lane, folks. That's y'all lane. I tip my hat. Y'all do what y'all do. I'm going to tell you from experience, not from, you know, woo, wafty, but I'm going to tell you from experience, bro. This ain't what you want. You feel me? You need to just go ahead. Slow money's better than no money, or do education, whatever you need to do for. Like, because if I could reverse time, Joe, I would. I ain't gonna sit up here and lie. You feel me? I'm glad my kids here and everything. Like, I don't never regret none of them. But as far as the decisions and choices I make, I'm paying for bad decisions I made since I was 12, 13 years old. It start that young. When I start replaying, when you in segregation and you don't come out, you get 2 showers a week and you in that behind that door 24 hours a day and you by yourself, people will go outside their mind, bro. Like your mind, like you just got you, your mind. You don't got no TV, no nothing, bro. You just got you. That's the hardest thing for anybody to face is yourself, bro.
Yeah, enemy. That's that enemy.
You ain't thinking about your ops no more. You ain't thinking about your family no more. When you sitting up in there and that's all you got, and then you got these white boys coming around talking to you crazy, calling you nigga and all type. Oh, yeah, it's going. What you going to do? They going to cuff up. Oh, you ain't going to cuff up? They going to spray the mace through that. They going to come in, stomp you out, cuff you up anyway, take you in the shower, butt naked, and get the beating on you, bro. This is reality, bro. And everybody keep playing like it's a game, and it's not a game, bro. It's not a game. This is the stuff that people don't want to talk about. Let's talk about real shit. All this watered down, like you say, TV, video games, that's not. Let's talk about life. Real shit that's going on 2023, 2024 right now, bro. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is what's waiting for you if you want to go down that path. If you want to go down that path, that's your choice. But don't blame everybody. I understand people come from different backgrounds, bro. Like, you come from toxic background. I done had some toxic shit. You done had some toxic shit. Nobody perfect, bro.
That's right.
But at the end of the day, you're going to have to face yourself.
Yes,
you're going to have to face yourself. I'm going to have to face myself. We all got to take responsibility where we want to for the choices we make. You feel me? So that's what made me, long story short, is the, like, man, look, the choice I make got to be better, bro. I got to move better, bro. Like, I still rock with y'all. I still got love for the block. I still love y'all. You feel me? Whatever, this, that, and the third. But at the same time, I got to make better choices for me because I'm not finna do that again, bro. You got to be tired. A lot of times, y'all know you heard the terminology, like sometimes you got to hit rock bottom before you really want to make
it. Pick yourself up. Yeah.
That was one of my rock bottoms. Like, look, I got it. Like, I'm done, Joe. And then out here, it don't get no easier because I got to kill that part of me every day. It's so.
Not you. When you realize, like,
you know, it goes with a little bit. I used to idolize people in gang. I had to get out that idol mindset. Like, I used to idolize the drug dealers. I used to be like, damn, they got the fastest car. But then when I start seeing my cousins, like my first cousins, like murder.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Gotta go to jail for 20 years.
All that right.
All and you like, damn, it's only like we only got like 5 males in our family.
Right.
The generation of young males dying before they get to see 30, that was a norm.
Sad, bro.
So it come to me like, damn, bro, like, this shit ain't worth it, Joe. You know, I tried to sell some shit that I was supposed to do. Yeah, and got in there, and I made me a oath. I said, I ain't never touch it again. I'll never touch it again. But I start seeing how the street life, you gotta be a certain way. And I just felt, if I gotta be a certain way like this all the time, then I'm not in my natural God-given body, bro. If I gotta always stay mad, if I can't be me, be free, man. Be goofy one day, you know, sometimes I'm goofy. I wanna be goofy.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
I don't wanna be around. Hey, no, like, I don't wanna keep up this goddamn facade. Like, nigga, you on the real, I'll go to Ross, get me some clothes. You know what I'm saying? Go find me some shit that make me. You know, you gotta sometimes look in that mirror. Like you said, Lo, you gotta look in that mirror and it ain't your family fault no more.
Right, yeah. Like, you can blame it all you want to, bro. In the day, you got to.
That boy said, it ain't your family fault.
You can't blame
it. You can't blame, because now it's at a point like, you know what?
You know better.
But we talked about, if I know better, it's the environments. Like,
yeah.
Nigga, I ain't gonna lie, Joe. I was homeless. In, can I say this?
Say whatever you want,
bro. Say what you want.
All right. I was homeless in Colorado, not by choice, but by default, because I wanted to leave the city and see something different so bad. Nigga, I hopped on a train. No money, no nothing. I left everything here. I just said, I want to start over. And I went to Colorado, no ID, no nothing, bro. Just trying to start something new.
Ooh-wee.
And I was just trying to figure this shit out, bro. Because I know I wanted something better. I like, I always knew, like, this ain't life. You feel me? It just, I wanted to change,
that
bro.
That shit sound wild.
I just left, Joe, and I knew it was the right move to do, though, because it went with the flow. Like, and then, you know, Jay-Z say, and you don't go with the flow, be the flow. You feel me? But this time, the flow was going. The current was going. I was going with the current. I was going with the flow. So when I was there, everything was working in my favor. Like, the train ride, I didn't have no money. Train ride from the Amtrak to go to Chicago to Denver, probably like $300. I just hopped on a train, bro, with one bed. And got on there, and the dude was like, man, you don't got no, you cool. I rode all the way to Colorado on a train just to find something new. And if I got that integrity or that mind, that confidence, man, that's how I knew I wanted something better for myself. That was about 2 years.
That
was 2019, then the pandemic, pow. And then I'm like, damn, God, I had to do that. I was like, bro, what's up, universe? Like, why you slap a wrench? You seen me get on myself, but then it's like, I also got to be humble too. You could be moving so fast in your journey. Certain things will humble you. And I think this going through those walks of darkness gave me an insight where I could see some light. And also part of my marriage too. My marriage was, you know, bad. It's just my wife, we ain't married no more, but a lot of things that she inbred in me, I might didn't get it when we was married, but I got it when she was gone. Saw what she was trying to show me. But you be so stuck in your intertwined with your own self, you kind of lose sight of what really matter. And then I'm just like, you know what? I matter. And I'm possible. And I started trying to build my on game. Like, even if I start doing small stuff on myself, like, fucking, I don't got a career right now, but I'm about to get this hotel for about 4 days, just get my mental right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I mean? Just like, yeah, I can't really, you know, buy a car right now, but I'm a rent a car just to start building myself. Building yourself, like, you can't wait for everybody to build you. Like,
mm-hmm.
I had to start going through shit to start building myself. That's when I knew I was ready for a change. Because when I was really ready to take risks on myself, I wasn't waiting for no more handouts. You already know, credit books. Mm-hmm. Oh, we want to learn something. They gave us technology. All right, let's see how we can use this technology for our own greater of our good. And that's what I've been doing for the past 2 years. I'm not there, but you know, I've been some progress over perfection. I ain't nowhere where I need to be, but I'm nowhere where I was.
Right.
And like you said, it take you to be like, oh, fuck this shit. It ain't worth it. If I can't wake up and see my kids, I can't wake up. Nip said it. Nip said it the best. I'm trying to, what do you say? I gotta make it home to my baby. You feel me?
I gotta make it home to my baby.
This same thing, man. Yeah, he told you, like, man, make it home to your family. You feel me?
That's the goal.
That's the goal. A lot of people ain't making it home to their family because they egos. Like, if I gotta have an ego in the street, they either gonna have my egg playing on the street, then I can't get home to my, what I'm doing it for.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you, but shit, I be thinking about it like, for me, like, you said ego, that shit kind of hit me a little different, because it'd be like, motherfucker gotta really take this shit, if we being honest, we gonna be all the way honest, you feel me? Like, your ego, like, you can go outside and say you a weed man or a coke man or you do whatever, you do scams or whatever you do that's illegitimate, like, you telling yourself, like, this is the best way I could take care of my family, like, this is my way of getting money, this is how I do, this is my lane. But, I mean, there's no such thing as, like, your lane, like, that's all, your lane. It's what you choose. You know what I'm saying? It's like you choose your own lane.
Right.
So for you to wake up, like how Nip said, the goal is to make it back home. So from the time you leave out your crib on the mission to get whatever you went to go get, whether it be some money or some work or some whatever it is that you went to bring back for your family, the goal is to go get XYZ and bring that shit back to where you is at when you take that first step out the door. So, like, you just gotta be real with yourself and say, like, damn, all right, well, maybe I don't gotta feed my family this way. And like you said, your ego, you know, you like buying your baby Moncler coat. You like buying your baby Gucci shoes. You like buying your baby, you know, Burberry button-down dresses so she could look nice on picture day. We all want our baby to have that shit, bro. All of us feel like our children deserve to shop at Saks picture. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. Everybody feel like that, but the reality of the situation is, G, that shit not worth
it's
you.
It's not conducive.
As an individual, that shit not worth you. That's what makes it not conducive. Because you trying to provide a lifestyle for your family that's superficial, and you sacrificing yourself every single day. And if you got a real, like, woman who really love you at the crib, I bet you she telling you every day that you leave, like, fuck that shit, man. Fuck them niggas. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit. Them niggas don't get no fuck about you.
That
or whatever.
Working.
Like, well, even if you do got real friends around you, you probably got people telling you, like, man, you got enough money.
But your friends gotta wanna listen too. And it's hard to talk to somebody when they feel like they on a hiatus. Like, you gotta learn how to talk to, see, they say meet a person where they at. Like, you trying to talk to somebody, your homies and friends who've been doing this, you know what I'm saying? Man, it's hard to pull him up back. And he been doing this for 8-10 years to take care of his family. You know what I mean? Some brothers got about 10-20 kids.
Listen, motherfucker look at me, tell me, oh boy. Hey man, I know what these bows is doing, man. You need to stop. I know, I understand, but this shit ain't forever. I'll look you in your face and be like,
okay. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. This shit ain't forever. What the fuck is? You tell
me. They put it in the movies. Man, they ain't shows. Everybody, Griselda, you know what I mean? All the forefront people that been on the forefronts, like, they didn't did it. Like, I didn't even know if it's all true, but you see that it's at the end, it's always a headache at the end. When the person about to get they case, man, shit start falling apart. The crew start tricking it on the motherfuckers. Everybody start snitching. It ain't.
Just all type of backdoor stuff.
Yeah, it's weird. It's unreal.
It's solid beat. That's another reason why maybe done, like, niggas being calling themselves. I'm talking about day ones, been knowing each other 20, 30 years, 10 years, 15 years, be family members, cousins, aunties, brothers, sisters, all that. Backdoor the hell out of each other, man. Like, that shit ain't love, man. Like you say, ain't no love in these streets, man. All that shit phony as hell, bro.
Mm-hmm.
All these posts y'all making on Facebook and stuff like that. Oh, I love you. Well, if you love them, then you'll be having these conversations trying to pull them up out this shit. That's real love, bro. Like, you can't tell me, even if you just jumping out on the porch, bro, you see what's going on around you. You can use your environment. You could be a victim of your environment, or you could learn from your environment and be like, I don't want that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So we can keep blaming the environment all we want to. I'm not saying it don't play a part. I'm not saying like the government ain't got shit going on. Like, come on, we know what's going on because it's all coming out to the light in social media. They can't hide shit that well no more.
Yeah.
You feel me? So we know it's an attack on our community. But at the end of the day, we got to start taking responsibility for ourselves. We got too many politicians. We got too many black, quote unquote, millionaires out here now that's shaking the move around the world. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not just entertainers, not just ball players. I'm talking about real life CEOs, bro. We got plenty of resources if we unity come together and really, if you really want to change these major, start with the major cities first.
Detroit.
Chicago, LA, New York, DC.
Detroit too.
Detroit. You got your Detroit.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the major. I'm talking about the major cities.
The amount of people though.
I'm talking about
I go off like
the problem.
No, I go off like, man, you can't throw not throw Detroit because most of Cali is really built off Detroit. The music, Motown, you got to talk about the shit that built livelihoods.
Yeah, Detroit, Atlanta, Houston, Miami. You know what I'm saying? These major cities. No, let's just start with these 10. Let's start ten major cities for our community. Build them up first.
That's right.
See what I'm saying? It's going domino effect. Then we can stand on our own, and we could go handle Gary. We can build Gary. Chicago be able to build Gary back up. You see what I'm saying? Like, unity, bro. It's not that hard, but we go back to ego. Come on, bro. Me?
We also got opposition.
I got a name. Woo, Wati, Bam. My name, Elo the Don. You, Al. Woo, woo. I got this. We having, these niggas having bottle war. You millionaires, y'all having bottle wars in the club. Let's keep it real. Come on, bro. Let's keep it real. I take responsibility for my action or whatever, but let's keep it real, bro. We stop, like, just say that you don't, you know?
You don't give a fuck.
Bro.
You don't care?
Don't Don't act like you do for publicity stunts because we all know you don't. Mm-hmm. And Pac used to, that's what make Pac so real. That's what pissed a lot of people out about Tupac because he used to say that shit. You can't say, you got to start holding these rappers accountability for their actions. Like, they sitting up there, they making all this money and they saying what they saying, but they not doing shit for the community.
That's how I feel about hood millionaires. Like,
yeah, bro. Like,
I can't stand a person talk bad about the hood. You got rich and wealthy out the hood, but you from the hood. It's cool. But you talk shit about the hood like you ain't from the hood.
Right.
But are you doing...
Oh, that's even worse, though. That's
Are you going to help advocate the problems? See, that's why I fuck with... I kind of rocked with Nip.
Yeah, Nip was... You
know, he was trying to advocate for the hood.
Post child for...
Nip was girl. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And he was an Ethiopian.
Yeah.
So you got somebody from Ethiopian descent come here and be like, bro, this shit fucked up. And I ain't been through my states in like... Every state I've been through, if you go by like Martin Luther King,
it's fucked up. Over smoke.
We was in Montgomery Gump. I think we stayed in right where Montgomery was in the Gump. Our school was right in the projects.
Boy, historically.
Oh, right. Yeah, you told me.
Yeah, boy, I'm in the projects. I'm serving I'm having my school clientele come to the projects.
My first time seeing somebody get killed was not in Chicago. Oops. That was a blooper. In Alabama at the barbershop.
I was with you when we used to.
Yeah, I walked. I didn't know. You see, this was good, but I have a courage because I could have been like, bro, I could hit it like, dude, bro, I seen him. I walked in the barbershop, bro. I already knew he was finna shoot him. Nigga got mad. He got flexed, got beat up. Dude went right around the corner, came in.
Yeah, that shit was.
Shot him. Top, top. I walked in the barbershop, bro. And then thing is, I'm to be knowing, like, stop somebody. If you see something and you know it's about to be fucked up, hey, bro.
I remember that shit. Like, Buddy got killed right there, right?
Right there. Everybody was looking.
Was you surprised when Buddy got killed that day?
No, I knew it.
You knew it was gonna happen?
I knew it was because I seen ego.
When did you know it was gonna happen? When did you know Buddy was gonna get killed? You got
a self-righteous ego, like, mm-hmm. You do wrong, but nobody don't supposed to correct you. That's the self-righteous ego. Right.
But when did you know Buddy was gonna get killed though?
When he got beat up. Mm.
Yeah.
Who got beat up?
The killer did. Right.
That's why you don't stop putting your
That's another thing.
Beat. It was over $200.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Over $200.
Pulled his pants down, beat him. I think he slammed his head.
He slammed him, bro. He slammed. Yeah, and he was big. He was that size.
To a motherfucker your size.
You feel me?
A little bit like taller than you, but.
And like he came around, I knew. I just said, I was like,
and won't do. And
I
won't
kind of said, you know what I did? I was like, don't do it. Like, he's like, he, you know, he, I walked out of his way once.
Yeah. I remember that shit. Go right in the barbershop. Buddy, like, boy, yo ass. He whoop buddy ass, then he think he finna stand there.
Stand up, you better leave.
Yeah, dude, bitch ass. I just, yeah, y'all see what I just did.
Over $200 shot.
We ain't scared. We got pipes. I got two pipes on me every day. Montgomery. I don't know y'all.
I ain't like that lifestyle, bro.
He was a new friend at that time. Pipe. You know what I mean?
You feel me?
You know what I mean? So, I remember I told buddy, I said, hey, man, you better get your ass.
And we had it to the point where we could get niggas giving us guns just to have guns for protection. So it was like, I ain't even like guns, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't even like guns.
Yeah, man. But I knew Buddy was finna get his ass smoked. Cause I like we said, ego, bro. This shit just was so goofy. You beat somebody, you humiliate. Like, I remember I read in the book, like, it never serves you to strip a man of his dignity. You know why? Cause it don't serve you in any way to strip a man of his dignity. What you gonna do with his dignity? But what it does do, potentially almost 100% of the time, is create an enemy. Create like hate, anger, frustration, whatever. You humiliate a man, you take a man's dignity, what you leave with? An enemy. That's it.
And you know what? That's what you call self-hate. Because
what you got going on that you want to take another motherfucker dignity.
I feel like that comes to a part of self-hate and you feel less of yourself. Because if I'm on the top and I make somebody knowingly lower than me, I got to purposely try to
put you down.
Put them down, belittle that person. Then who am I, the bigger person? Or
in order for you to feel like you worthy of something or to make you feel good or better or whatever, I got to put you down.
Yeah.
Or I gotta put you down.
Yeah.
It don't even gotta just be on the physical aspect. Yeah. People do it all the time, backbite. And what I mean by backbite, talk behind somebody back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And I know.
Especially with the social media going on now, they steadily talking about somebody when they doing good. They might have been crackhead, they might have been in recovery for like 10 years, you know what I'm saying? And they might be doing good off of that. Oh, I remember your ass used to be a crackhead. Now you act the high almighty.
No, because I want to change.
You act the high almighty just because I'm doing good. I'm not throwing it. Like, the person humble and everything because of the stuff they didn't went through. So they not throwing it in people's face. You know, not trying to cause any resentment to anybody. They just being successful. They being they self.
Yeah.
But a person that knew them as a crackhead, you feel me? Knowing you used to steal, breaking cars, you know, do asses, steal from your mama, you know, because you was off the drugs. You feel me?
Man,
a person that know you from back then be like, this motherfucker think you will wipe the bam now just because, bitch, I remember when you was a crackhead, like, disrespect. There's no respect. How you could begin to say you love somebody, but I don't respect you. And I don't respect you. You see what I'm saying? The principles I stand for now after coming in teaching is love, truth, peace, freedom, justice. But I always tell the brothers and sisters when I demonstrate with them, when we demonstrate like this, I be like, but if you don't have no respect for somebody first, how can you honestly say you love them? If you don't have respect for yourself,
period.
You love them. You know, how can you love yourself? And then we get to the, I can say I genuinely love you. Genuinely love you. Not on no gay shit. Like, we talking about energy, bro. Like, I love your spirit because I respect and I love myself. So I can see myself in y'all because that love and respect is unity.
You can feel it.
This is real unity.
Now, do you think love is just words or is action?
No, it's going to come out in your actions. Yeah. But that doesn't mean just because I got it or you got it, that means every time you ask me for $5 or $100, I'm behind them. I hit you every time. That don't mean, you see what I'm saying? Like, people's perception too is different.
You had to perceive.
If you say no one time, you can say 100 times, and I done did it plenty of times.
A motherfucker get
to talking bad about you just because you said no this one time or not right now.
Yeah,
and they ain't even just a friend. Like, it could be family members that do that. I've seen family members fall apart, do that shit because motherfucker tell them no one time, bro. Now it's woo. You think somebody owe you something? Mm-hmm. Don't nobody owe you nothing. At the end of the day, bro, we came in this world, and you responsible for yourself, unless you know, a child or something. You know what I'm saying? My children, you know, I'm responsible for them. But when you get to a certain age, like you say, you're not going to have no choice but to take responsibility for your actions, bro, whether it be good or bad, what you put out there. Now, that don't mean just because you do good, you can do good every day. Woo-woo, be nice to people. Be that don't mean shit not going to happen to you, bro. That's not how life works. But them is obstacles. But you still have what? A choice, bro. That's what I had to realize. No, like, I still have a choice to fuck up, to let this, I'm doing good, then an obstacle come my way. I still have a choice.
How you react?
How I react. Oh, fuck, I'm up. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and now that one mistake, it'd be like,
man,
damn.
That's we, like, we were just talking about, I was talking somebody about chess, and it was like a king can move up and back. I think the back of the chess would be like, you can sit back and chill, and then move forward. Yeah. With a queen, that's why it's good to have some spectacular women in your corner, because we know queens is the life force of life. But queens also can damage their kings.
Yeah.
You got to have the right... You seen how King Samson, his problem was women. You feel me?
Delilah cut off his strength.
You feel me? From his head. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If we think of something more metaphorically, that Delilah can be our habits. Mm-hmm. That Delilah can be, like you said, sometimes you're feeling like you're entitled to something.
You're entitled.
And you know, honestly, I ain't one thing I feel like we all entitled to, bro. We need our reparations for repairing and restoring, you feel me?
Definitely.
They got that. You know, they call it the R3. It's what? Repair, renew, reinvest.
I don't care what they call
it. We need it.
Drop the check off, bro.
Well, drop the check
off.
That's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, man, because that would be too long. Okay. Like,
give me my money.
I ain't going to lie to you.
Yeah, man. I ain't gonna lie. I actually applied for shit. Like, it was a grant called the R3 grant. It was basically supposed to be the city's version or the state's version of reparations for the war on drugs. So, like, they was basically supposed to be X amount of money from cannabis sales was supposed to go back into the building up of communities that have been affected by the war on drugs. And that's kind of like what led me to do this shit, because I'm like, damn, like, what the fuck? They really giving away grant money for people who've been like, boy, and then y'all should have saw, like, the stipulations on the shit. It was like, yeah, it was just like those dispensary applications. Like, you have to have been popped. You have to have a food
stamp. All these stipulations.
You have to have been poor as hell and lived here, but, like, bro, I ain't gonna lie to you. And then it's crazy because, like, as a community, like, I was in a class, like, shout out to Shawnee at the Take Back My Legacy program. Shout out to Shawnee. But she put me in tune with a lot of shit, you know. And I remember there was a class, basically, and we finna end up wrapping this shit up soon. But it was a class, Take Back My Legacy, where it was like basically her introducing people from the community to, like, different aspects from the cannabis industry. And not just that, but professionally, to helping us develop, like, business plans and resumes and shit like that. So one thing that happened, like, it was like 30 people, 40 people in our class. So she one day brought somebody from the dispensary to, like, help with the applications and shit like that. And they was telling people, like, you know, if you fill out the application, this, that, and the other, and then you could possibly win in the lottery, and then you would be part owner of a dispensary. A lot of people was looking like, man, why is she bringing these people to us that's trying to use us, like, and use us to open dispensaries? And it's crazy because it's like, how is somebody trying to, and this
it's
is
a catch 22.
It's a catch. I mean, bro, it just depends on your mindset. Because if somebody walk in that door right now and say, hey, man, you want to be part owner of this dispensary, but you only got X amount of this, and you don't have, like, only this much management power or, you know, decision-making power. You know, if you just a motherfucker who was selling cigarettes yesterday, you'd be like, hell yeah, come on. That's a way better situation than the situation you was just in. Now, like, am I telling the motherfucker, like, you should sign up for a 360 deal in the music industry just because you don't have no money right now?
Right.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Right. But the thing is, like, if you, it's going to get kicked out your crib or you, whatever. If you're going through some shit and it makes sense for you specifically as an individual, then you need to analyze the shit, like, for your own self. You can't just sit in a room full of 40 people hearing 40 people saying, that's bad. and you don't even look into it yourself and try to understand what's bad about it. Is it bad for me or is it bad for you? You know what I'm saying?
Like, and that go back to education. Being knowledgeable, study for yourself.
Study for yourself.
Not taking what you I say, he say.
Go research
do
yourself.
Do your own research, bro. It's out there. Like, that's another thing. People attention be in the wrong places.
Right. Because ain't nobody to blame at the end of the day. If a motherfucker say you want a goose chase with a map, you know what I'm saying?
You follow.
And you ain't never turned the map over and see that motherfucker say, IHOP, kids menu, you know what I'm saying? That's on you, bro. You the one did all extra shit, you know, even like you. Went all the way to Colorado, doing a lot of shit. You learned a lot of lessons.
Yeah,
but
for
at the
sure.
end of the day, that was a choice you made. You can't get off the plane and be like, man, motherfucker left me in Colorado. Man, you got off the plane or did got off the train. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, like I said, being accountable, that shit definitely helps. Understanding what your friends or your community needs and, like, you know what I'm saying? Trying being, like, actually feeling obliged to give your community what is missing and trying to fill those gaps and not, like, add to, like, if you see your community need, got 30 barbershops on 71st Street, why you want to add another barbershop? Like, think outside of the box and apply yourself to your business model. Apply yourself. And, you know, right?
That's true.
That's what made Black Wall Street so strong back in the early 1900s, 1920s. They had way less resources then, bro.
But they was more, but they knew how to work together.
They were stronger, though, than we is today. We got way more resources now. That's why I say, if our ancestors could do it back then.
Why can't we do it?
In the time they was in, that was real hectic. With this skin color, that skin color, man, being hanged by a tree, like, for real.
All right, we finna wrap it up.
We can do it now.
Did you stop recording? Huh? All right. Do y'all got anything you want to say before we get up out of there? To the people, community, or whatever?
No, you just gotta do better, you know, for yourself first and foremost.
So,
you know what I'm saying? Start with yourself. Next your family, then the community, then
everything
together.
So, you got anything you wanna say?
Man, the only thing I can say is love yours and y'all work on collaborating with yours. It's because everybody look like you. Everybody ain't a part of your tribe. So you got to know who for you and who not. So you won't be going through those, you know, bumping your head too much. When you get to a certain age, you don't got too much more room for too much mistakes because you got more days behind you than you got more days ahead of you. You know what I mean? So that's it.
So shit. I take that shit y'all say. I keep it up here. I listen to y'all. I digest it.
My boy.
My guy.
My boy.
Yes, sir.
We did good. 72 Flavors Podcast. You know, we
Elo.
Just trying to bring y'all good information so y'all can learn and be good people. And we want to build our community up. Cannabis is a resource. Mental health is super duper important. You know what I'm saying? Some people use cannabis for their mental health. Just know that everything in moderation, my peoples, and we're gonna be good. Yo, 72 Flavors, we out.
The 72 Flavors podcast is brought to you by Do More With Your Time, Impact Over Influence, a community of doers. Learn more at www.dmyt.com.